Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rich Robertson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Karkovice. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lawton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Cameron reaches second base with a double. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cameron scores. Martinez moves to second. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Coomer hits a line drive into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Starhowiak strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cordova hits a line drive towards third. Snopek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines strikes out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker moves to third. Mears moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Becker scores. Mears moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mears scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive towards first. Martinez catches it and steps on first to double up Lawton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cameron moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Cameron moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0-for-1 in the game. Mouton hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cameron tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to third. Bell moves to second. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snopek is 0-for-1 in the game. Snopek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Bell scores. Baines moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen moves to third. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Baldwin covering, for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mouton hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawton hits a pop-up towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Snopek hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Castillo now pitching. Greg Colbrun pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbrun hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Colbrun now playing first base. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Denny Hocking pinch hits for Rich Becker. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing right field. Matt Lawton now playing center field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baines takes first base on ball 4. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snopek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Snopek bunts in front of the plate. Steinbach fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Karkoviche hits a line drive into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly pinch hits for Matt Lawton. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Greg Myers pinch hits for Roberto Kelly. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Myers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Jackson pinch runs for Greg Myers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive towards first. Martinez catches it and steps on first to double up Jackson. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.